There comes a time in life when you believe that you have your vision, direction, and goals. For some, that happens by the way that your parents raise you. Others attain that point through a natural sense of desire and responsibility. Then there are others that need an influence that grounds them into a more stable, positive, and emotionally stronger self. My next guest is with us to place before you a path for life that provides direction, self-discovery, achievements, and more above and beyond all that. He's an enlisted Ascensions recruiter for the United States Air Force here in New Jersey, Staff Sergeant Justin Sheldon. Good morning, Staff Sergeant.
Hey, good morning.
And let me give you the obvious website location is airforce.com. We can learn a lot more. And by the way, for as far as websites go, it's one of the coolest designs you'll ever get around to. So it's an interesting website with a lot of information, easy to navigate. And if as I said in the introduction, you're one of those people who are somewhat lost and somewhat searching, airforce.com might just help you in that search to find your full potential. Let's get to some basics first, Staff Sergeant Sheldon. As far as the Air Force and the U.S. military, what are the duties? What's the role and position of the Air Force as far as the overall military service is concerned?
Well, it's a great question. Our basic principle with the Air Force is airspace and cyberspace. So literally everything that we do is going to be revolving around one of those three principles. We have over 140 different career fields, from the medical corps, our own police department, fire department, aircraft mechanics, aircraft electronic systems, just to name a few. But all of them, the principle of what they do is going to be revolving around the Air Force's mission, airspace or cyberspace.
As far as a recruiter, what is your role? What are your duties?
My role is to find highly qualified, motivated individuals that are, looking to serve their country, better themselves, maybe even get out of the state of New Jersey. That's kind of like what I'm looking for.
And to do that, do you go to people? Do you go to outlets, or are people strictly coming to you?
That's another good question. My day typically will revolve around, I'm calling high schools, talking to counselors, talking to teachers, and trying to get my foot into the door through the school so that way I can actually talk to the students to get them, the information that they're looking for. But we do also allow walk-ins, so if somebody is, just wants some information, then they can, by all means, they can either go on airforce.com to kind of get some, just some general information, or they can just walk into my office, and I'd be happy to talk with them.
So let's just say that whether it's someone who walked in or someone who you were speaking to before, a bunch of people, and after you spoke, one of them came up to you and said, that sounds interesting. What does someone have to have within themselves to determine if enlisting in the U.S. Air Force is the right thing for them?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, everybody's going to be a little bit different. But as far as a caliber of person, I mean, I would just say as long as you got the willpower and the desire to strive for excellence, then, the Air Force could be for just about anybody. We don't have we don't look for a specific kind of person. We are open to, every basically male, female. It really doesn't matter to us as long as you kind of have that desire of wanting to strive for something better.
We often hear about a kid, maybe even a youth in the late teens, early 20s, is sort of messing up everything, and they've taken a couple of wrong steps. And the old saying is, get that kid in the military, they'll straighten him or her out. If someone has a nonviolent criminal record of one kind or another, does that disqualify them from enlisting?
It depends on what the criminal offense was. I'll give you an example. Let's say that somebody was in the vehicle with somebody that had marijuana on them. And with New Jersey law and the way that it kind of works that we've seen is that they will sometimes charge everybody in that vehicle with possession of marijuana. So even though that somebody walks into my office and they never smoked marijuana, but because they were in that vehicle, that they would technically need a waiver. So they would not be qualified. So those choices that people do make, hanging out with the friends that, do smoke and they know that, can sometimes jeopardize them to be able to get into the service. But that is a good question.
Talking with Staff Sergeant Justin Sheldon. He is an enlisted Ascensions recruiter for the U.S. Air Force. He's based here in New Jersey. AirForce.com is the website. You can find out a lot more above and beyond what we are talking about here on issues and ideas. Let's turn things around. What are a couple of the biggest confusions or misconceptions potential recruits have about the Air Force?
Let's see. There's a the training is going to be hard when they go to basic training. I wouldn't say that it's difficult. The biggest, I would say, challenge that people are faced with is just being away from home for the first time. And that could be challenging even if you go to college, right?
Oh, sure.
So that would be the biggest misconception, is that training is going to be hard, that the training instructors are going to be, you know, barking at you, which they will, but they don't single any particular person out. Their job as training instructors is to get you ready and prepared for life in the military. So what they say is that they speak loudly, so that way you kind of hear and understand what they're talking about.
Let's take that idea a little bit further, too. You enlist, you get in, you go into basic, and, you know, almost like the days of summer camp when you're a kid, you get homesick and you start yelling for mommy and daddy. Do you have an out at that point, or once you're in, you just got to suck it up and grow into it and take it?
Right, and that's another good question. So once you are committed to the service, you have that obligation. Our contracts are for 4 or for 6 years. So once you sign that contract, you have to fulfill that requirement. But as far as people that are homesick, once they've completed basic military training, they have full access to their families again. So it's not like they can never go and see their families. They can use their leave that they're entitled to. In the Air Force, we give them 30 days of leave that they earn every year. So we encourage them to take their leave, go home, spend time with your family. Also, for brand new recruits that have just completed basic military training, and once they go on to finish their technical training, we also offer what's called recruiter's assistance. And that's what we call free leave, so it doesn't charge against those 30 days that you earn every year. And then you can kind of come home, spend time with your family right after boot camp, and you would just kind of help us recruiters out right after, you know, a few hours a day, but you're spending most of the time with your family.
30 days off every year, that's better than getting the corporate world. So there's an enticement right there to enlist. Again, it's airforce.com. We're talking with Staff Sergeant Justin Sheldon, who is enlisted Ascensions recruiter for the U.S. Air Force. He's based here in New Jersey, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as basic physical requirements, is there anything that would preclude anyone from being eligible to enlist physically?
We do have height and weight requirements. If somebody is over the maximum allowable weight, they can get a kind of like a tape measure test to see if their BMI is within 15% body fat. But they'd have to go to a certified specialist, somebody that's like at a fitness center that is certified to do that. But if that's just if they're outside, it's easier if you just meet the height and weight requirements.
And you alluded to the variety of careers, and again, over at AirForce.com, there's over 160 different careers that can be attained in as you serve in the U.S. Air Force. Are those careers multi-level, where you advance, you start off as a lab assistant, for example, and you can progress up to a lab director? Are there situations like that within those certain careers?
Absolutely. I'll kind of talk about two different ways of getting promoted. So we have, in the enlisted force structure, we have different tiers. It starts with the airman tier, and the airman tier is where you're kind of just getting training and you're progressing throughout your career. The next tier is the NCO tier. So this would be your staff sergeant, this would be your technical sergeant. And at this point, you're kind of like first-line supervisors, you're the trainers, making sure that your airmen kind of have the tools and resources available that they need. Then you have what's called your senior NCO tier, which is going to be your master sergeants, your senior master sergeants, and your chief master sergeants. And they're like, you're going to be like your overall, like your leaders, your directors, your superintendents, making sure that, you know, that the NCOs have the tools and resources available to complete their mission. And as far as progressing in each individual career field, we have different skill levels that are assigned to, as far as like once you're able to kind of master a certain skill, then you would kind of go up in advance. So you would start out as a three-level technician. And once you're able to complete some of the core tasks and you kind of get more proficient in your job, then you would move up to a five level. Once you're a five level, then you are pretty proficient in your job. You know kind of exactly what you're doing. And then you could progress up to a seven level. A seven level is going to be like your master craftsman, so to speak, where they know like all about their job, and they're the ones that are going to train the five and three levels on the rest of their job. The highest skill level that you can have is going to be your nine level, and that would be like your senior master sergeants, your chief master sergeants. That would be eligible for like your nine level.
Last question, we have about a minute and change left here. What's been the greatest lesson for you in your service in the U.S. Air Force? What has your service taught you the most?
I would say like a sense to family. I'll just kind of tell you like my quick story of like why I decided to join. I've been in the Air Force now for 9 years. I went to college for 4 years before I decided to join. But once I kind of got my bill from my school, I was like, holy, what am I going to do now? So that's when the Air Force kind of came calling my name. So I wanted to, number one, finish my education. I wanted to get out of New York State, and I wanted to kind of travel. My first duty location took me to Grand Forks, North Dakota, and that's where I met my wife. We moved from North Dakota to Georgia, and that's where we started our family. And so the Air Force has been outstanding at being able to provide for me and my family as far as, like, medical care and the resources that they have on base as far as child care and different activities for families. So that was something that I really wasn't expecting, you know, especially somebody that was so young. I wasn't really looking at the long term. And just to see just how much family-oriented that the Air Force was, that was something that I really learned about as my career has progressed.
And as I mentioned, and certainly as Staff Sergeant Sheldon has talked about here, if you are looking for opportunity in your life and it's void in your life at this point, certainly the U.S. Air Force is chock full of that sought-after opportunity. And if you want to discuss enlisting in the U.S. Air Force with Staff Sergeant Sheldon, let me give you his office number here in New Jersey. He's based at the 314 Air Force Recruiting Squadron in Union. It's 908-686-2000. 908-686-2000, that's extension 21. If you're listening on the stream elsewhere in the country, you could also call 1-800-423-USAF. That's 1-800-423-USAF. And visit airforce.com as well. More information, you can chat with a recruiter online, find out more about what the U.S. Air Force offers. That could be just what your life needs. Again, that's at airforce.com. And from the Air Force here in New Jersey, we've been joined this morning by enlisted Ascensions recruiter, Staff Sergeant Justin Sheldon. And Staff Sergeant Sheldon, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.